Okay, it's Live 101.5, The Morning Mess. How you doing? It's Joey Boy.
Hi, it's Anish.
Hello, it's Gina.
Hi, it's Carla.
Carla, it's time for a hug yourself moment. We got a special guest.
Yes, we do. We are going to be talking to the owner of Brooklyn Bedding. Say hello to John Merwin.
Good morning.
Hi. Hey, thank you guys for having me.
Hi, John. So we wanted to talk to you because we heard that you are doing some amazing things around the valley. Do you want to talk to us a little bit about what it is you're doing?
Yeah. So when things kind of got shut down and our business kind of grinded to a halt, you know, you hear the different things out there about how, you know, there's a need for masks and PPE stuff for people. So we have cut and sew capabilities, and we put a little press release out there that said, hey, you know, if you need some masks, we're available and can put our people back to work and start making some masks. And it was, you know, after that little press release went out, we put together a couple masks, and in 2 days we sold over 100,000 masks and we started putting people back to work.
So you've made over 100,000 masks and you've actually gotten so many people back to work that you started hiring second shift workers too.
Yes, we just kept getting inquiries and for more and more masks. And so we had some extra sewing machines, and then it got enough to where we're now running two shifts sewing masks.
That is amazing. I'm really glad to hear that not only you're able to help out the community with getting those masks together, but that you're also getting back some jobs for people, because I know that that's been a struggle. And it's not just the masks that you're helping out with. I mean, I pass by every day 7th Avenue Camelback, the Brooklyn Bedding location that's right there next to Charlie's. And I know that you also are providing hospital mattresses for those that are in need as well. Is that correct, John?
It is. Yep. Yep. We have some hospital beds that we sell. And, you know, thank goodness that so far the need hasn't been as great as it has for the masks. So our hospitals and our healthcare providers are, you know, at least from what I'm being told, we're not at capacity. And so there hasn't been a huge need for mattresses, which is great. So we've kind of just been focusing on the masks right now.
Now, John, let me ask you a question. I got a white mask that I got here. And since you're a professional at making masks now at Brooklyn Bedding, I need your opinion. I got a Sharpie here. I want to write something on one of my masks. I want your opinion on what should I write on this. One says, if you could read this, you're too close. One would be, don't risk it to get this biscuit. And the third option would be Tatiana. Which one should I write on my mask, John?
I would probably go with, if you can read this, you're too close.
There you go. That's the right answer.
Anish gave me that idea. Thank you. Anish, he co-signs with you.
You're welcome. I already had it made. Sorry.
Yeah, we got to keep that social distancing. We got to keep that up for a little bit.
And John, is it correct on social distancing? Is it 6 feet or 60 feet? Because I literally have been practicing 60 feet of social distancing, or is it six?
Well, if you ask my wife, she would probably say 60 feet.
Yes. Oh, my God. Queen.
John's married to Amber as well. Wow. This is
it's supposed to be 6 feet, but, yeah.
Yeah, my wife and your wife would be fast friends. My wife would definitely prefer the 60 from me as well. Yeah. Well, thank you again, John. You're awesome. Thank you. And we're seeing more stories like this. And it's so awesome that it's a local story. You yourself at Brooklyn Bedding that are providing this for the Valley of the Sun. And again, thank God we don't need all these masks and mattresses, right?
Yeah. You know, that's the hope. I mean, I don't want to be making this stuff. So our team, we're anxious and as well as everyone else just to get things back to normal and do what we've been doing. So I really appreciate you guys having me on.
And we appreciate you for being had, sir. Thank you.
You bet.
Virtual hugs. Bye.